This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. On this, can you believe it? A Thursday night in New York City. Already. Can't believe that. We've passed hump day.
Yeah, it's crazy. This week has gone by very quickly.
ENN tonight is sponsored by, guess who it's sponsored by?
I would have to say it would be Coors Light Seltzer.
Coors Seltzer, that's right. And they're looking for volunteers to help save our rivers. Whatever you're doing, if you drink a Coors Seltzer, you're volunteering. Each 12-pack sold will help restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a seltzer, help save the Hudson River. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You're an idiot. Your sister smells, and she's ugly.
Really harsh stuff from you. I'd also like to say, if I can, good evening to Don.
Yeah, I used to love to go head first. So true. It's my motto.
What were you referring to on that?
Swimming.
Sliding. Like in baseball. I used to dive in head first into
almost like Pete Rose. Sometimes your whole body would be off the, in the air.
He knows how to slide. It's basically your hair is as falling long as down.
Pete Rose's hair used to be.
Yeah, but Pete always had that Prince Valiant hair. Mine's much better.
Never even thought about Prince Valiant hair. Well, guys, Will Hernandez of the Giants has tested positive for COVID-19, and he is expected to be placed on the reserve COVID-19 list, according to multiple reports. Giants announced Thursday that an unidentified player tested positive for COVID-19 and was immediately placed in self-isolation.
Isolation,
if you will. Let's hear from Joe Judge on if he has any concern that the game will be canceled.
Yeah, we have none right now. We're expecting to play Monday night, and that's our mindset.
Thanks, Coach.
Beautiful answer.
You love everything he's got to say.
I think he just gets it. I know people think I'm being facetious. Obviously, I'm hyperbolic with the Hall of Fame, but I think the Giants made a good choice. We'll see. He has to win games, but I think he gets it. I think he's got a real nice way about him.
I think with all the problems the Giants have, coaching is not near the top.
No. It's not anything yet. I mean, I think so far, and I'd be curious what a Giants fan says, but from watching them every week, I think so far you think this has been pretty good. Let's see. There's been no reason to not like what you've seen from a coaching standpoint. Last night also, the word is out that a Chargers player tested positive for COVID-19. The player was immediately notified, began self-quarantine, and the contact tracing process was initiated. Close contacts identified, etc. They will remain home today and participate in meetings remotely. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Guys, let's move back to the Giants, though. Lewis Riddick of Monday Night Football fame and NFL GM fame was on with Greeny. I wonder what the nickname for Lewis Riddick is, Michael.
Good question.
Any idea? Louis?
Maybe LR?
Riddy?
It's a great question. We'll have to find out because Greeny has a nickname for everybody but me.
At least you get the call. Don, have you been on Greeny's show?
No, I have not. I can't imagine there'd be any scenario in which they'd book me as a guest. But I would probably be Donnie Legee.
DLG?
DLG would probably be. He would have something for me, yes.
You're confident.
Not to say he doesn't like me. We get along. We're friends. But I don't think there's any subject that they would feel I could forward.
You say you're friends, right? You say you're friends. And yes. I'm sitting here wondering, is there any scenario that could actually be pulled out of the air where Greeny would feel comfortable inviting you to his home for dinner? I don't believe there is one. So you're
okay,
not
well,
that
thank
close
thank you for
with
shooting
him.
Down that. And straightening it out for us. Thank you, Michael. Peter continues.
Because, Don, Michael sensed a moment where you might feel equal to, and he didn't like it.
Well, I mean, listen.
He wanted you to feel less than.
But I do believe, because honestly, when we were, Mike and Mike was on 1050 before we were on 1050. I mean, that's how long the relationship goes back. So when I started day one, he was on board. He would come to the station at times. We did shows together. He's filled in for Michael before. There's been a lot of scenarios in which we've done shows together, and I think we genuinely get along with each other. Now, have we been anything outside the station? No.
Right. So you're a work acquaintance. You're a work acquaintance to me, but you're also
but
a
I got his
good
number.
Friend,
I mean, I can.
You
I
would
text
be
him
invited
right
into my home once COVID is over. I don't think there's any scenario that you can actually lay out there where Greeny would say, "Listen, like Don, come over to my house and have some dinner."
Thanks for straightening that out, Michael. Not that it was a debate, but you made it a debate and you won. Good. Good. I can't think of one. No.
Now, really. Because here's the thing, Michael, have you been invited to Greeny's house before?
No, and he would never invite me either.
I think he would. I think he would. See, Don, that's the difference.
We're nothing to him. We're acquaintances.
No.
We're professional. That's why
you're the voice of the New York
friends.
Yankees.
No.
I
got
to be honest with you.
This is not
to insult anyone up in Bristol.
You are?
Go ahead.
I'm not insulting anybody because everybody cares in their own way, but I'm telling you, management right up to the highest level. No one cares about the success of this radio station more than Mike Greenberg. He cared.
He does
back
care.
When it didn't matter. He did the work. He would come on whenever we asked him, promote whatever he asked him. He's not in Bristol anymore. He's obviously here in New York with Get Up and all that. But you know what I'm talking about. A network guy. There is not a network guy that cares more about the success of this radio station than Mike Greenberg. That's
you don't
fact.
Think Dan Patrick did way back in the day?
No. Listen, I think he cared. And again, I know there are people up there that care. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but I'm just saying no one cares as much as Greeny does. And he doesn't have to.
I also don't want to leave Peter out. There's no chance you'd ever get an invite from Mike and Stacy either.
No.
Ever.
I don't think.
I don't even know if he knows you exist.
Let me put it this way. Relative to Stephen A, I might as well be Stephen A's best friend. Compared to what Greeny thinks of me.
Wow. Strong.
I mean, gum on the bottom of his shoe is aggressive.
But here's
I
the thing. He's not like...
No, he's not.
If you were, he would never treat you that way.
No way. He treats everyone great.
Oh, he's a great guy.
But he's a great guy.
We're peripheral friends to him.
Yeah.
The whole
idea that's only circumstances
I mean,
because for the large percentage
of
the time that we've known him, he's lived up in Bristol, that we really don't cross paths outside the radio station. But I think if situations present themselves, he would have us in. It's just circumstances. Not
wait,
that he,
wait, he would have
us
in his home? His
yeah.
penthouse? No way. No.
Michael, it's one thing to say that he wouldn't, you know, invite us to Thanksgiving or you. You act as if the idea of him having you to his home makes him sick. I mean,
it does. I think it would make him sick.
You're the voice of the New York Yankees.
What
everyone
does that mean? What does my job have to do with it?
Because
anything?
That's what it's about.
Don's the voice of the Rangers, kind of.
Right. I am. Thank you. That's accurate. That's accurate. And if I was
because
the voice
I didn't want to say voice of the Rangers, period, because that would be a slight to Kenny.
All right.
Well, Kenny's got enough jobs. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Looking for one more big one, let's tell you that.
And
that
I could
domino right to Don.
I bet I could look at the NFL. By the way, we got it wrong, though, a couple weeks ago. We thought Kenny would be all over the Giants in Washington, and we were wrong.
I think they think Kenny's bigger than Giants Washington.
You know who I get for a lot of Washington games? Schlereth.
I like
Schlereth. He's very good.
He's a good guy, too.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we mentioned
Stink.
Riddick. I'm sorry?
His name is Stink.
Well, that's interesting.
And the green chili. Still doing the green chili?
Yep.
Let's go to Lewis Riddick, a.k.a. Riddicky, who was on with Greeny, and he said it's time for Daniel Jones to stop turning over the football.
The number one thing I would say about Daniel Jones is this. If he doesn't stop turning the ball over, they're going to have to look for someone else. Because since the beginning of 2019, no one has turned the ball over more than him that is still playing quarterback in the NFL. The only guy who's turned the ball over more since the beginning of 2019, you know who that is?
Mm.
It's Jameis Winston.
Oh.
And he's not even playing, which speaks to the prolific record he's kind of you know, put out there for himself. The fact that he hasn't even played this year, and he still has committed the most turnovers at quarterback other than Daniel Jones. That's the number one issue with him. He throws a beautiful deep ball. You know he's a great athlete. He's one of the best runners in the NFL, notwithstanding the incident he had against Philadelphia. But so he's got a lot of skill, Greeny, but they still have failed offensively to really put a structure in place and have the kind of continuity in place that would really let you get a concrete evaluation of him. And that's how bad teams kind of stay bad.
Well, there you go. He answered his own question at the end. That a lot of that has to do with playing around them. And I love what Mel said, that you saw Peyton Manning cut his interceptions and turnovers in half. And he had a ton early in his career.
Can I say something very controversial?
Oh, my goodness.
I think
RJ,
I know what
ready.
You're going to say.
If you could tell me what I'm going to say, then I've got great gifts for you.
Okay. I think the controversial statement is that you believe, as I do, that as great as the Monday Night Football booth is, I think he sounds too much like Brian Griese.
Not a bit. That's not what
okay.
I was going to say.
Well, Don, it was a great guess.
It is a good, and it's a good take, too. But there was
I want to take a guess. I think you were going to say, even though it's been a troublesome 4 years, you are ready to make your endorsement for President of the United States, and you're going to do it next at 6:30.
No.
That was not it.
So, you know, Bob Costas told Mike Emmerich, this was in Steve Serby's Q&A on Sunday in the Post. He said, the greatest thing about Vin Scully, he's been on the air for 67 years and no one knows if he's a Republican or Democrat. People don't care, nor will they ever know which way I lean. That's a different story. But here's the deal. So I'm listening to Lewis Riddick, who did this himself. So he doesn't get a pass on this. And I like Lewis Riddick. I think he's immensely talented, does a great job on Monday Night Football. There was a story today where Kirk Herbstreit, our brilliant college football analyst, in the story said how one day he would like to be in the Monday Night Football booth. And what I would tell, I said it when Lewis did it, because he did this too, and I'll say it to Kirk, don't lust after people's jobs when they have those jobs. That's not the right thing to do. Just say, somebody has that job, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just not the right thing to do. Jobs are precious in this industry. Don't
be lusting.
But he's
saying one day. He's not saying he wants it now.
Doesn't matter. I would love to be in the booth. Well, that means that one of those guys that are in there right now have to leave.
I think that's a bit much.
No, I don't believe it is. I mean, there are jobs that I want. I would never say it. Somebody has that job.
Yeah, but I don't think he's trying to get the job. He's just saying that's something to strive for. And why wouldn't he strive for
that? Why can't he strive?
That's all he's saying.
Because if you're striving for it, if somebody says, I want to be the Yankee announcer, somebody who's in the business, they don't mean like this second, but they mean that one day they'd like to replace me. No, you're not supposed to lust after people's jobs when people have those jobs. It's the wrong thing to do.
I respect Michael's do unto others of it all, Don. Right. But you're acting as if the only thing that I would feel this way about is if you guys heard me get on the air one day and I said, you know what, I got to tell you, I think Don's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. And I'm sure him and Nancy are doing well. But I'd love a shot with Nancy. I think we'd make a great couple. Now, that would be inappropriate.
Yes.
But of a job to aspire to do a really, and they're not talking about some random job. We're talking about a job that in sports is regarded as the highest level sports job. I think it's aspirational.
That's the thing. If you're doing a job, right, that it's and the Monday Night Football job is one of the three or four best jobs you can have in football broadcasting. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying one day I'd love to be able to get one of those jobs.
How about this? Did Steve Levy ever say while Joe Tessitore had the job, boy, I really one day want to be the play-by-play guy on Monday Night Football?
No.
You don't do it.
But he was already in the conversation. He was Kirk.
But Kirk Herbstreit was in the conversation this year. You can't do this stuff.
I don't know. Well, first of all, I call him Kirk Herbstreit.
Wait a minute. But I look at it differently. If you were up for the job and didn't get it, well, then everybody knows that you wanted that job, and all of a sudden you don't want it anymore because you didn't get it. I think especially because you were up for the job.
It's such an easy answer, though, Don. I'm not going to talk about a job that's taken.
I'm not. If you're asked about it, like what
Don,
if I was
you know
just
I'm
doing
a bad guy.
You?
I would never do something like that.
So what if I were to just in an interview say, well, Michael, you've accomplished so much in your life. What more do you want to do? Like, what if I said, would you think you would ever want to do Sunday Night Baseball?
I won't. I'd say I'd rather not talk. I'd like to do national baseball, but I'd rather not talk about it.
I want to do national baseball, well, there are people that have national jobs. To gun for a job. What Gary Carter did that time when he was like petitioning for the job of the Mets manager when I think it was
Willie
that had that's a bad. That's awful. Like I want that, and knowing that you're going to try to take that job away. But for somebody that's announcing and say, hey, what would be your dream job? Oh, my dream job would be able to do Monday Night Football. Listen, my dream job would be to do the Rangers play-by-play. I should shelve that dream because Kenny's got the job.
No, you should behind the scenes if you want to go and maneuver, but you don't say it publicly.
That's a bad guy move.
See, Michael's doing it for public appearances.
I'm really not. Why would I go after Kirk Herbstreit, who's a star in our company? Don't mention other people's jobs.
No, but what I'm saying is your thought process is one of about public appearances. The truth is he dreams of doing that. So, I mean, it's one thing if he's like, listen, you better watch your back, Riddick. If he doesn't do it, but he's not doing that. He's just saying
he's talking about Riddick, or is he talking about Brian Griese? There's two of them.
True.
Right?
True.
I mean, people move. I don't think there's I hear what Michael's saying, but I didn't get in the tone of his voice that he was
petitioning for a job
that belonged to somebody
else. I'm trying to find the interview because it struck me as well. Don't go after a job that somebody has.
Well, let's wrap back around.
He's going after the job.
Right.
He's doing what he's doing. Right? And if the job ever opened up, he's telling you that he would apply for it. That's all that it is, that if the circumstances ever presented themselves. Because, hey, he could be perfectly happy doing college football. Maybe that was the dream. Not everybody wants to do Monday Night Football.
But he's got a wonderful job.
So do you. So do I.
Right.
So does Don.
I don't want it. I told you this 2 weeks ago. There's not a job I want now. I have everything I want. I just want to hold on to these a little longer.
All right, guys. In Sunday's battle.
Jerks.
In the AFC North, between the Steelers and the Ravens, it will be the first time in the Super Bowl era that two head coaches will have faced off for the 25th time in the regular season, according to Elias Sports Bureau.
Oh, wow.
25 times between Harbaugh and Tomlin.
So that's basically not counting postseason, and I can't remember. So it'll be just regular.
I don't think they have any.
You're talking, what, 12? Like 12 plus years. So you would have to have the same job for 12 years. In a divisional.
Right.
And that's rare, right? What would be close? Do you have who's second? Don't say if you do, because I want to try to guess. I wonder who would be second.
He loves guessing.
I mean, I always think of the classic Wade Phillips-Mike Shanahan rivalry, you know, for me.
Oh, but all right, like Chuck Knoll had the job forever, right? Bill Cowher had the job forever, but did anybody else in that division?
Well, how many times did Chuck Knoll and Sam Weish? I mean, that's 7 years before Weish is fired.
I would bet that Cowher probably faced Weish more.
Mm, that's a good point.
But how long was he in Cincinnati?
What about Schottenheimer? He was around for a long time.
So but probably split the two, right? He probably got the end of Knoll. And the beginning of Cowher, so that wouldn't be it.
I've got the exact quote from Herbstreit. It was with Jimmy Traina in Sports Illustrated. Traina asked him if he thought about doing NFL. I haven't said Herb Street. I've always looked at it like if you asked me that a year ago, I would say college. I would definitely do college. And after that experience, I said I would love to entertain both. I would love the challenge. I don't know if anyone's ever done that where they do a big college game and then do a game in the NFL. It would have to be a Monday game, obviously. If it were a Sunday game, I wouldn't be able to do college and pro. Ideally, in a perfect world, I would love the challenge of trying to do both. But I'm now much more open to the idea of doing the NFL.
That's not that bad.
That's nothing.
That's light work. For Herb Kirkstreet.
It's just a hypothetical. It would have to be a Monday because of
now.
Well, there's people that have the Monday job.
I will.
So the only way he could do it is to take Greasy or Riddick's job.
Well, I guess what? And if that happened, I got news for you. Both Riddick and Greasy would not be in the soup kitchen on Monday, okay? They'd be fine.
You guys are complete. You just don't get it.
No, we do get it. We're actually in the exact same position. We all are allowed to see this differently. You're treating it like it's coveting someone's wife. I don't see it that way.
Some people care about their job more than their wife.
Well, those people need to be locked up and institutionalized. Throw away the key and never see them again. Good night. Okay. Good luck. Goodbye.
So I'm not campaigning for it, but if I were interviewed something, what would be your dream? And I thought it would be my dream to call a Stanley Cup final on television. Right now,
you could do that because that job's open right now.
But even if Emmerich had it, and you know how much I worship Mike Emmerich, I can't openly publicly say that would be a dream for me because I would be going after Mike Emmerich's job. That's laughable.
That's borderline.
Unbelievable.
Especially because Kirk was up for this job,
so you knew he wanted it. So all of a sudden it disappeared from his mind? Like
he might not have wanted it. Maybe ESPN wanted him to do it. He's never articulated that he wanted. And Lewis Riddick did the same thing when the job was held by somebody else. And I just think it's wrong.
Hey, listen, you have that right.
You don't think it's possible, Peter, that football decides, you know what, we had a lot of success on those openers when we play a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock game. You know, maybe we're going to do that. Maybe we're going to have doubleheaders every Monday. And now another job happens to pop up. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in this sport? You knew he wanted a job. He auditioned for the job. So all of a sudden he doesn't want it anymore because he didn't get it? So he's just articulating a dream scenario, being able to call a college game and a football NFL game on the same weekend. And you've got him gunning for Greasy or Riddick's job. Come on.
Let's talk about this. What's the big issue between you confusing ESPN personalities and heavyweight champions? Am I right?
Did you bring a clip?
Well, we all remember when Buster Olney was on the show and you called him champ.
Buster Olney joins us. How you doing, champ?
Or sorry, that was Buster Douglas. You called him Buster Olney. And now you call Lewis Riddick Bowe.
But in
Brownsville, Brooklyn's own.
I mean, There's not that many Busters in the world and not that many Riddicks in the world.
You know what? You're right. But guess what? What a transition from Michael. Talking about Riddick Bowe, how about another Brownsville legend? Iron Mike Tyson had the presser today with Roy Jones Jr. for their fight November 28th. And Mike was asked a question by, I believe, a Washington Post writer about when he fought Kevin McBride in D.C. back in 2005 and said he was completely done. But now all of a sudden he says he's feeling differently and wanted to come back. The thought process for Mike as a fighter.
I was happy to leave the ring, man. I dread even being in the ring at that time. I was fighting just for financial purposes and stuff. I was on a whole different, I was on drugs back then. I was a whole different person back then. You know, I have the desire to do this now and the will to do this now. And that guy that was in Washington, D.C., he was just a ghost of me.
I think it's great for his health because I've seen him where he's gotten really heavy and he's in great shape now.
Well, he once weighed 300 pounds.
Yeah. He looks terrific. Good for him.
I'm interested. Bruce Arians says that Antonio Brown, quote, looks fantastic. He can't officially practice till next week when his 8-game suspension ends. But he was permitted to work out with the strength and conditioning staff and attend meetings. I mean, talk about, as Joe Biden would say, a bunch of malarkey. He can't practice till next week, so he just practiced in a different way, essentially. I guess he can't run plays with the starting team, but he's around the team and supposedly went well. They said he had a great, they had a great conversation, and he'll be ready to go. Now, one player who's already contributed to the Bucks in a big way over the last couple of weeks is the Gronk. I mean, the Gronkster went from looking like a shell of himself to really looking like the old Gronk over the last couple of weeks, and he talked about why him and Brady always have such a special connection.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that. You know, you don't got much time to react, and syrup drizzles. You got to, I mean, yeah, syrup drizzles. You got to make that play. And a stick of butter, it's a block. You got to put it in the microwave to melt it. That just takes too long. You got to make that play right away, baby. And that's why, you know, that's why I'm like the maple syrup. That's why she used to always say that, because I'm quick with it. I just drizzle all over the place.
Wow. You think he had,
thank you so much.
Any idea what he just said? Do you think he had any idea what he just said? He got caught up in the middle of it.
No,
hammered.
He's trying to be Gronk. Fancies himself to be a lot funnier than he is. I believe that was an intentional.
He was high as a kite.
Stop! You can't keep saying that about people.
You think he's on the Bubonge?
Yeah, it's going to be legal soon, everywhere.
Is that how you voted?
Yes.
Wow! You never give away your political leanings.
But that he's been very straightforward. Question one. Bring on the Bubonge. That's what Don said. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, Michael, and this may come as a surprise to some. He's so passionate about question one, legalization of marijuana, that Don and Nancy are actually giving away dime bags on Halloween.
No.
Which I really, I think
you,
that is.
Nancy was not on board. She voted no.
That's right.
But that might be the only thing that you disagree with her about.
But
publicly.
We disagree on a lot of things.
No, he's just told to shut up.
Usually, we disagree on how I handle certain things. But honestly, I don't partake, and I will never partake. But that doesn't.
But you
mean
want
I
it
can't.
So that Marco and Jaylen have the ability to partake if they want.
Well, I don't want them to do it at a young age or whatever. But I think that it has some value.
So, Peter, they would give out dime bags rather than nickel bags? What generous folks.
It's the equivalent of when you go to a house and you get a full-size candy bar.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And by the way, I heard that if you're really lucky, like they only put a few of these in the bag. You know, when you reach in the jack-o'-lantern and you reach around, there's like some mini boxes of Junior Mints and like the little mini Snickers, and then you'll feel a dime bag. And then a few kids, if they feel like they grab a zip and get a full eighth, which I think is tremendous.
What a generous family.
Yeah. Giving
out eighths of weed. Do you get trick-or-treaters where you live, Don? Because we've lived here 6 years. The doorbell has not rung once.
But nothing. And we're on a cul-de-sac,
too. And I like it that
way
because I can't stand the holiday.
Well, again, I don't know how you have kids and can't stand the holiday. That's just being a bad dad.
I'll take them.
What are the kids dressing up as this year, Michael?
Yeah, let's give us something.
Charlie is Spider-Man.
Okay.
And Callie is a character from The Descendants, which is a very good trio of movies by Disney.
Not to be confused with the George Clooney vehicle.
No.
From 05.
This is actually the children of past Disney princesses or even evil people.
Really?
Yeah, it's very good.
Because Jaylen is right now totally into all the princesses. And I didn't even know Sleeping Beauty had a name until recently.
Her name was Lorraine, right?
No, I think it's Aurora.
Oh.
I've never seen, I don't have kids yet. I haven't seen it.
Soon,
Sleeping Beauty, does she end up marrying a guy named Sleepy Joe? I would love that. I think that would be a nice story.
Maybe.
And your husband, Joe. After. And Don, what are the kids being this year on your end?
Marco is going to be the Hulk.
That sounds right.
And right now,
Hulk smash.
We've got a bunch of dresses, so she could be Jaylen could be Belle from Beauty and the Beast, which she calls Nuna Beast. I'm not sure where that comes from. Or she could end up being
Ed Hospodar.
Elsa.
She's going to go as Ed Hospodar.
That's what a costume! I got to tell you,
now it's going to probably be between Belle and Elsa, and most likely be Elsa.
Well, I shouldn't give this away, but Bear is actually dressing up as Ed Hospodar.
It's so funny because when children like these characters and then they tell you about it, you don't know what they're saying. I've told this story before. My niece, Ashley, who's now like 24 years old, has her own kid. For Christmas, I said, well, what do you want? And she said, I want Ariel Fonseca. I said, Ariel. So I write it down, and I go to Toys R Us, and I say, you have Ariel Fonseca? And everybody's asking, everybody, hey, Ariel. It was the character Ariel from Tyco. Tyco made it. And I like a complete doofus at every single Toys R Us I went to. Because kids can't pronounce words.
They will do that to you. Hey, guys.
And now I just, because every time a commercial comes on with a certain toy, Michael, it's not, I want that. It's mine. It's mine. So every time they say it's mine, we write it down. That's probably what they want for Christmas.
Interesting.
Wow. What a life these kids live.
It's unbelievable. Don's not,
they just
Don
say they,
be one of those
they just
guys
say,
that spends every dime before he takes his last breath.
They just say, mine. They just say mine.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
Wow. Guys.
Mine is, that's like word three or four that
yeah,
they
I'm
get.
Sure. That's America.
They
for
say
you.
Mommy, daddy, bottle, and mine. Mine is in the top five.
Well, especially because they're twins, by the way. Let's go back 17 years.
17 years. Let's see.
So this is 2003.
Yeah.
Late October, yeah?
Oh, this is not going to be a good one for Yankee fans, I don't think.
No.
Is this the Josh Beckett game?
No. Wrong sport.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
It's similar to one we did the other day, actually.
Don't know.
This wouldn't be similar to the one we did the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the Brett Favre dad game, is it?
No. Let's go back, shall we?
Shall we?
LeBron, as you take the court for your first game, how are your nerves tonight?
Oh, you know, I got a little nerves in my stomach right now, but, you know, once the jump ball starts up, I'll be ready to play.
Wow.
Baby Condor debuted on this day 17 years ago, and that'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening.
Baby Condor had just come out of the cracked egg. It was beautiful.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.